This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 564,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. It's more than 134,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally approaches 12.7 million. It's more than 3.2 million in the U.S. A long-expected upturn in U.S. coronavirus deaths has begun, driven by fatalities in states in the South and West. That's according to data on the pandemic. The number of deaths per day from the virus had been falling for months, remained down as states like Florida and Texas saw explosions in cases and hospitalizations and reported daily U.S. infections broke records several times in recent days. Scientists warned it would not last. Coronavirus death, when it occurs, typically comes several weeks after a person is first infected. And experts predicted states that saw increases in cases and hospitalizations would at some point see deaths rise as well. U.S. President Donald Trump wore a mask during a visit to a military hospital Saturday, the first time the president has been seen in public with the type of facial covering recommended by health officials as a precaution against spreading or becoming infected by the novel coronavirus. Mr. Trump flew by helicopter to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in suburban Washington, D.C., to meet wounded service members and healthcare providers caring for COVID-19 patients. As he left the White House, he told reporters, "When you're in a hospital, especially, I think it's a great thing to wear a mask." Chinese vaccine developer CanSino Biologics is in talks with Russia, Brazil, Chile, and Saudi Arabia to launch a phase 3 trial of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine. China's success in driving down COVID-19 infections has made it harder to conduct large-scale vaccine trials. This is VOA News.